For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
As you can tell by our seat, I was reading the story of Miguel Smith. When he wrote this song, he said the church was at the level where they wanted to get to authentic worship, but there was something happening and they suddenly decided that they would not use musical instrument for a worship session for a particular period of time. And then that was how this song came about. Hallelujah. And the church changed, had a new experience altogether. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for another privilege to look into your word. We receive understanding and illumination. Open our hearts to comprehend what you have for us. In Jesus' precious name. Job chapter 2 verse 9. Hallelujah. This will be our concluding text. Sermon on the character before Sunday. Job chapter 2 verse 9. And then Job 13 verse 15.
Grateful to God for the worship atmosphere. Thank him for the prayers. I believe we'll see the results in Jesus' name. Job 2 verse 9. Are we there?
And then Job 13 verse 5. Our topic this evening is what?
Integrity. 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 Job 2 verse 9. The Bible said, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Are we together? Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Job 13 verse 15. Job 13 15 says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Hallelujah. But I will maintain my own ways before him. I read again. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Praise God.
Did we get that text? Job 2:9 says, do you still...
His wife said, do you still retain your own integrity?
Hallelujah. Are you still maintaining the amount of integrity? Just curse God and die.
Hallelujah.
Now, integrity means strict adherence to a strict moral or ethical code, publicly and privately. It means strict adherence. Strict. Strict adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. Code. Or code. C-O-D-E. Hallelujah. Publicly or privately.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, there is a difference between reputation and integrity. Reputation is what people know you for. Is it true? But integrity is who you really are publicly, both in the public and in the private. Hallelujah. So integrity is who you are publicly and privately, and then
reputation is what people know you for. Now, there are some things about integrity that we must note. That is, the first thing is integrity hastens and fasting our decision-making process. As a matter of fact, integrity hastens and fasting our decision process. The more keen you are on integrity, the faster you'll be able to make decisions. In Proverbs 11 verse 3, the Bible says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. Hallelujah. But the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them.
What it means is, if I am a man that have quality, I stand for quality. Hallelujah. When there is a decision, whether should I compromise or should I do a fake job or should I do a quack job, that integrity will help me to decide faster. Praise God. Integrity is a bailout to conspiracies, traps, and blackmails. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 3 verse 16, and then Proverbs 10 verse 9, when people form traps, blackmails, conspiracy on people, the only bailout in such circumstances is what we call integrity. Hallelujah. No matter how it seems as if you are hooked in a corner, your integrity will always bail you out. In 1 Peter 3 verse 16 says,
Having a good conscience. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Having a good conscience. That whereas they speak evil of you, they are saying one thing or the other. They are saying evil. They are conspiring against you. They are blackmailing you. As of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Altogether, that means people are accusing you of a particular crime, accusing you of particular things. But the Bible says when you maintain integrity, at the end of it, they will be ashamed. Altogether, yes, let Bishop Oyedepo say that when they are accusing you, pastors or individuals of certain crime, make sure that their accusation is never true. That was beginning in Proverbs 10 verse 9. Say, he that walketh uprightly, walketh surely, but he that perfected his way shall be known. Hallelujah. So that in the long run, no matter what people have spoken about you, that they will confirm that it's not true. Praise God. That no matter what is the conspiracy, the blackmail and the traps, there was a time when a particular man of God in Edo State was connived, that he slept with a particular woman outside the country. It was all over the media for months. Hallelujah. But at the end, she came to the church and publicly said that some people gave her money. His integrity bailed him out. Is that correct? There are many people that have been accused with certain circumstances, but their integrity will bail them out. Hallelujah. One can end trust and commitment of both God and man over time with integrity. Do you hear what I said? One can gain trust of both God and man over time because of their integrity. In Genesis chapter 18 verse 19, the Bible was speaking of Abraham. The Bible said, I know him. That is God saying, speaking about a human being. For he is able to command his children concerning me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know you remember the story of Job. When Lucifer went to heaven to accuse him. God said, have you considered my servant Job? For there is nobody like him. That is God himself testifying about the lifestyle of Job.
Because of who he is. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 21, the Bible says, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. That means your integrity over time, people will be able to trust you. That no, once it is meant, we are sure of the result. How do you get that? Did he say this? It is true. Praise God. God will be able to trust you consistently over time. And men will trust you when they notice that you are a man and a woman of integrity. In 2 Kings 22 verse 7. 2 Kings 22 verse 7. 2 Kings 22 verse 7. Hallelujah. Are we together? So over that time, God and man will be able to trust you because of your strict adherence. Verse 7 says, how be it there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand because they dealt faithfully. They came open a trust box that anybody that want to give should come and keep the money there. And then there was no need for record because the people that kept the money were people of integrity and quality. No need for, that is, not that they were needed to vet the record. There was no need for record because the people dealt carefully. Nowadays, it's unadvised. Hallelujah. Praise God. For integrity can make God and man to trust you. You have people that you can trust with your life. If your life is put in a bottle, breakable bottle, do you have somebody who can say, give this person my life, he will keep me safe? See, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody who can easily say, this bottle, take, keep it. It will be safe with you. That is somebody you can trust of integrity. Hallelujah. Number three. And number four, develop positive reputation. Once you have integrity, over time, people will have a positive reputation about you. Once you develop and build up your integrity over time, people will have a positive reputation about you. Now remember I said in the beginning that integrity is different from reputation, right? Reputation is what people think about you. But after a while, when you build up your integrity, people will have a positive reputation about you. Praise God. Praise God. Integrity is also referred to as consistent known character. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18, the Bible says God is the same yesterday. Hebrews 6, 18 and then Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19. Hebrews 6, 18 to 19. And then Titus chapter 1 verse 12. Anybody? Hebrews 6, 18. The Bible says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Are we together? Titus chapter 1 verse 12 and then James chapter 5 verse 12. James 5 12, the Bible says, but above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Hallelujah. That is a consistent known character. Consistent known. Consistent. Now, what are the signs of integrity? What are the signs that somebody is a woman or a woman of integrity? Are we together? Is there a way that I can know this person is a person of integrity? Is there a way that I can be able to point and say, no, this person has integrity? Are we together? There are signs. Number first sign we need to know is consistency. Consistency, stableness, and predictability. Consistency, stableness. And when somebody is predictable over time, irrespective of the season. How to get that? Hebrews 13 verse 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. That means we can predict God. Is that true? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It means we can predict God. What he did yesterday, he can do it today. He didn't change. In 19 BC, 2000 BC, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed somebody, if he provided for somebody, if he did a miracle, can somebody walk on water 2020? Is it possible? It's possible if there's need for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is it possible if there's need for it? You know, go to Oceanic. I read of a man that went and entered lion's den. Is it Ilorin or Ibadan? Yeah, where? Ibadan, right? God protected Daniel. I believe he's in heaven or hell by now. because you don't put God to test, hallelujah. The lions ate him. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Philippians 4 verse 12, consistent character, stableness, and predictability. The Bible says, I know both how to abase, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. That means, no matter whether it is raining or dry or the sun is up, you are predictable. Whether you have money or you don't have money, hallelujah. I have somebody close to me that once she's hungry, her head is not correct. I remember the first time I had that experience. When you answer, ask A, the answer will be Z. Like, literally disconnected from life. Once the center of gravity is not full. I say, The person has been telling me it's like that. I didn't understand till when I had a practical encounter. There are people that when they are hungry, they are not the same people. Hallelujah. There are people that when they are broke, you cannot predict them. They can do anything for money. There are people that when they are alone, you cannot predict them. So when somebody is predictable, whether and consistent and stable over time. Now the Bible says that an unstable man. How does the Bible put it? No. A man that is not single-minded is unstable in all his ways. Are we together? So somebody that is stable, consistent, predictable. Can I be able to predict that this person will not be able to do this? That means you're a person of integrity. When somebody can be able to look at you and say, no, this person didn't did it. Even if there is a picture, hallelujah. Let's say they bring a picture of a guy and a lady together on bed. Now this is a picture that you look at and say, no, I don't believe it. Because the picture can be photoshopped. Is that not true?
Yes.
But will you be able to have somebody in your life that no matter the circumstance, this person can't do this? That is a person of integrity. When it's consistent, when he's stable and predictable. Number two, when he's decisive and of a single mind. The scripture that we just read, James chapter 1 verse 8. When somebody is decisive and he has a single mind always, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Don't trust anybody that is indecisive. Hallelujah. I've met people that when they want to do something, they ask for the opinion of somebody.
Prof, what do you think about this one?
Should we move right? Then Prof say, yes, we should move right. As he's moving right, you move somebody. It means, how do you think about this one? Should we say, no, when you move right, like this, you should move left.
The person will move left. I've met people like that,
that they are indecisive about their life. They are easily asking people, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? How do you think about this? And then they tend to follow public opinion, or they tend to follow what they call the bandwagon. But somebody that is decisive, somebody that is single-minded, I am going this way, and I've decided, and I am going. That is somebody you can easily trust. Are we together? I'm going to marry you. And then check his past record. How has he been able to keep his promises? Because something can happen along the line, and he will change his mind. You can have an accident now, and then a part of you is broken, he will change his mind. You may lose your shape, he may change his mind. He may have more money, he may change his mind. He may meet another lady, and he may change his mind. Because he's indecisive. His mother can say, no, this your wife is from so-and-so, we don't want her. This your wife talk too much. This your wife is like this. They are not happy about the choice of wife. I've met people that gave up the person they wanted to marry because of what their parents say. All things being equal anyway. You know, sometimes you can fall in love and marry a demon. Your parents are there to guide you. But all things being equal, they refuse to marry the person because their parents said this. Another one is, my uncle said this. My people said this. And then the guy gave up, or the lady gave up. Hallelujah. That is somebody that doesn't have integrity.
That's somebody that doesn't have integrity.
Because when you have integrity, you will stand by your word and fight it through
till it happens. Number three sign of integrity is focused. Focus. Undaunted or undented attention on a pursuit. When you see somebody that is focused, not easily torn away from pursuing anything. In Proverbs 4, verse 25 to 27, the Bible says, let your eyes look right on, and let thy eyelid look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
That means if you meet somebody that says, today I'm going to sell tiles, tomorrow I'm into cuttings, next tomorrow I'm into building materials, next tomorrow I'm into fruit business, next tomorrow I'm into textiles, that's a person who doesn't have integrity. That individual doesn't have integrity. What it means is, he's easily bending. Altogether. But when somebody has a focus on a pursuit, say, I am going into this business, and he's there, all things being equal, I'm not saying he's in the wrong place, so let's say that is where he should be. Hallelujah. And then he can pursue it without changing. Somebody, see, characters in one area is a proof that their character can reflect in another area. Do you understand that? A strength in a particular area can mean that a potential for a strength in another area may exist, all things being equal. That means if I can easily keep my word to pay a debt, I can easily keep my word to keep a promise. Or if I can lie to somebody in your presence, that is to tell you I can lie to you also. Is that true? Yes. Growing up, there is this sticker in front of the light in the house. He who tells you about others will tell others about you. Don't be thinking that this is my friend, I trust him, but he's lying to you. He's lying to somebody in your presence. He will lie to you. Don't trust that kind of person. Doesn't have integrity. Look at that. Because a person of integrity, whosoever asks is God. What they are said to pursue is what they will pursue. It's a sign. Like, not easily bendy. That is somebody of solid character. Altogether, solid character. Their decision cannot easily be bended, all things being equal. That is, if they are not wrong. Altogether? Because if somebody is resilient in a positive situation, it will be resilient in a negative situation. If somebody is resilient in a negative situation, it will be resilient in a positive situation. People that will run away from you are people that have run away from other things. Do you understand what I said? Somebody that will run away from you means he has been running from other things, or he has shown disloyalty in other areas. Don't trust him in your area. Number five, sign of integrity. Somebody that is resolute
and have unmovable convictions despite the odds. Somebody that is resolute, which one? Anyone? Africa. And has unmovable conviction. Do you remember the story of Daniel? In Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, and Daniel what? Proposed in his heart.
In Daniel chapter 3 verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were tried, we will throw you into the burning fire. They say, king. And then they say, let us give you another second chance. They said, don't bother. That's what they said. Don't even bother giving a second chance. We are not even careful to answer you concerning this matter. We will not bow. We will enter. That is somebody that is resolute on a conviction. That is somebody who can trust on integrity. Wearing trousers is wrong. That is my belief. And you are resolute about it. You can trust that person. Somebody that says wearing trousers is not good. It's good, sorry. I am resolute about it. Anybody that has strong resolution on any conviction, both positive or negative, has integrity in that area. You can easily trust that person. That tells you that he will not easily be moved. Are we together? He will not easily be moved. He will not be blown, like scripture says, like babies, the doctrines of men. People will not come tomorrow and say, wearing trousers is bad, then they will stop. Tomorrow, wearing trousers is good, then they will continue. Cover your hair in church. Why wouldn't you cover your hair in church? It is bad. And then tomorrow another person will come and say, cover your hair. And then you cover your hair in church. Your convictions are shaky. Hallelujah. You can easily give up and betray people. You're not, that person is not a person of integrity. True? Another sign of integrity is when you're open to examination and scrutiny. When you're open to what? Examination and scrutiny. In 1 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 5. 1 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 5 is the story of Samuel. When he was about to hand over his kingdom, he said, come and try me. Hallelujah. We live in a country when if EFCC want to probe a particular office, they will set fire in the office. Are you aware? They will set fire in the office so that all the fires will be burnt. And then you cannot trace their record.
Come on, FFC here.
Our robots came and raided some offices and took certain fires just to miss some corruption fires. I come for XYZ, the fires were stolen. If I say I want to check your phone and you're afraid of me giving me your phone, that means there's something to hide. That's not true. You're not open for examination. I want to read your voice notes. I want to check your email. I want to check if there is something you are not open for examination by the right authorities anyway. How you get that? That means you are not a person of integrity. If they say, okay, we want to check our financial record as a church, I should be able to say you can check. If I truly have it. If there is something I'm not hiding, I should be able to say you can check. Are you understanding what I'm saying at all?
Yes,
openness to examination, openness to scrutiny. That means you have nothing to hide. Because if you truly have something to hide, you'll be people see raising their voice unnecessary when they stand for audition. Or bring your file, bring your books, bring your things, let's check it. When you have nothing to hide, you'll be able to, of course, check, free of charge. A sign of integrity is openness for examination. Hallelujah. When you have a lot of things to hide, that means there is something you are covering that is wrong. But the Bible says, he that dwells in the light, go outside for people to see them. But darkness or hiding of this goes on in darkness. Number one, first sign of integrity is what I say, what? Consistency, stableness, and predictability. Number two is decisiveness and singleness of mind. Number three, I say to you to understand somebody has integrity is when somebody is focused and has his undented, his attention in pursuit of a goal. But they say, focus and undaunted or undaunted attention on a pursuit or a goal. Number five is visible attitude or three. Okay, I didn't give you this one. When you look at somebody's attitude, hallelujah, and look at the verse 1 says, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Number five, I say, resolute, somebody that is resolute or movable conviction despite the odds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I remember something now, when there was a riot in Kaduna State, at gunpoint, are you a Christian? If you say yes, you are dead. If you say no, you are dead. So for those that are ready to die,
we are Christians.
Life, I'm telling you a true life story, my please. We are Christians, we are ready to die. You are separated to one place. But those that I said no, they are not Christians, they are ready to deny their faith. There was a long line, first of all, and then they separated them. If you are not, first of all, what they did was the first person they caught, the person that said he will not give you, they cut his neck. You understand what? Then the rest were on the line. So see what has happened now. You are for years, some said yes, few, like five or six. When you said all the rest changed to this side. Now what the guy did was those guys that said yes, they will not change. They are Christians, they are ready to die. Five or six of them. He left them. All those that changed, he said, kill all of them. They were killed. What the man said is, they don't have integrity. Even as they join us in this other religion now, when those conditions come, they'll compromise. I'm telling you a true life story. He said, kill all of them were killed. Just imagine what will happen now if they go to heaven. I would say, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my father. He said that all these people that get these two that are joining this religion now, that's that religion, of course, you should know the religion I'm talking about. As they are joining us now, if they face any difficulty, they will leave us. Kill them. These people are real people. He left them and they left. You are not killed. Hallelujah. So resolute and unmovable condition, despite the earth, no matter what is the earth, never compromise. If it is hunger, if it means to eat sand, not to steal money, eat it. Altogether, if it means to walk on your head, not to steal money, walk on your head. If it means to stay hungry, stay hungry. Never compromise despite the earth. Hallelujah. Despite the earth. Come and sleep with me if you don't get the job. Never compromise. Hallelujah. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. And then I say openness to examination and scrutiny. Yes. Check your life. If there is something you are hiding, something you cannot be open for people to analyze, any area of your life, there is a question mark in that area. Are we together? Yes. There's a question mark on that area. People should be able to, when you are alone as a young person with a lady, you should be free to leave the door open. The door locked open. That's not true. You should be free. Anybody can barge in. For people that are suspecting you, let them come and confirm that. Yeah, people intentionally badging to confirm whether what is the person doing with this lady. There should be nothing to hide. But if you have something to hide, you put three padlocks. And the person will be nudging, I'm coming. Oh yeah, put yourself in order. Right, because there's something to hide. Praise God. And the final sign of integrity is your friend or your associations. It's your sign of integrity. Bible says iron, Proverbs 27 verse 17 says what? Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You cannot be comfortable in beer parlor if you don't have the potential of a beer parlor. The smoke of tar, good, that is not sweet to the ear, to the nose. Or the smell of cigarette and weed. If you are comfortable around the smoke, something is wrong somewhere. Like your friends, and you are always comfortable. You know what? You're actually smoking indirectly. Is that not true? Yes. You're actually smoking indirectly. Iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So we know, you know, like a popular adage that says that, show me your friend and I'll show you who you are. Is that not true? Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 15:3, it says, be not deceived, evil companies corrupt good morals. So we can know whether you're a person of integrity by the kind of relationship you have. So the point is, says something that he's grateful to God for the kind of people that surround him. People like Bishop Oyedepo, people of solid integrity. These are people that you never say that you caught them with a woman. Even the person doing the allegation, you look stupid. I don't say me now. Just imagine somebody say that they are demo, we met him in the US. You will look stupid. You will look for something else to accuse him, not something like that. Because even unbelievers know that this person, no, you know that certain things. That over time, people already, this person, forget it in this area. Hallelujah. So if your friends are the wrong friends, we can easily know you. Because you are comfortable around them. If you are comfortable around womanizers, you are a potential womanizer. Time is the opportunity just available for you. Hallelujah.
I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. So look at these signs in your life and around people. When you want to make decisions with people, look at them. If they're easily bendable, if they can stand on their conviction, whether good or bad. Now, somebody that can stand on a bad conviction and no change is instantly. That means that's integrity and negativity. You can trust that person. Like I said, sometimes, even though it's on the negative side of the example, you can easily trust some cultists or some occultists than some believers. But when they say they will stand by you, they will stand by you. Allah is unbeliever. When they say they stand by you, when they stop, when you turn, you don't see them there. But those guys, if they say will stand by you, if you are dripping blood, they are there with you. We will die in this place together. But believers, now let us hear one gunshot here. You see, they will run and leave the pastor. That's believers. These are people of, even though they are always on the negative side, solid integrity. You don't belong to two occultic worlds. Hope you know that. If you are an Ogboni man, you don't belong to Ekanka. You can't. The one we call evil of evil. They have to call loyalty in their kingdom. You can't belong to all associations. You have to be in one place. You can't join two. The only person I am, which church do you attend? I attend three church. Anyone that's more comfortable to you? Yes. Yes. You cannot have two spiritual. Everybody have a native doctor. It's only one. You cannot join two native doctors together. You know that? Danger, yes. Different dibias work with different spirits, and spirits fight themselves sometimes. Are you aware of that? Yes. So those are very, very concerned. Most of some Christians. Very small thing now, they run away. May you have be a person of integrity in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing when they are accusing you, no matter what they accuse, no matter how strong it seems, your integrity, like we read in 1 Peter 3:16, will bail you out. Will bail you out. After a while, the calculation can be solid. Somebody was sharing a story last week about there is somebody that all you need to do is go and tell him, you want him to fabricate a lie. Just go and tell him, what do you want him to do? What is the story? Just tell him the story, he will give you a lie that will suit it. That is his job. From a well-looked story that look original. Hallelujah. But the truth is, at the end, your integrity will bail you out. Now, what are the ways to develop integrity? And then what are the ways to restore your integrity in case you have lost it? Are you together? Ways to develop integrity, build your integrity, and then restore your integrity if you have lost it. And don't forget, when you lose your integrity, it's difficult to restore, but it's possible to restore. Is that not true? When somebody, especially ladies, when a guy breaks their heart, they find it difficult to love. They find it difficult to laugh. Hallelujah. Because your heart has been broken. You remind me of Korede. You remind me of Kende. Hallelujah. They, every man remind them of their past love. Yes. They said trust is like a glass cup. When it is broken, it can never get back to a former state. It can never. You can build it and use super glue and put 4 minutes gum and gain it back to a former shape. And you can still hold water. But somehow. To forgive is biblical. To forget, is it biblical? To forget, you have to be intentional to clean it up your memory, and the Holy Ghost has to help you. You read in your Bible, in the book of Numbers, that God said, so number of times you are looking for my trouble. Hallelujah. God will help us all. So your integrity can be restored anyway. So it's worth a trial. Altogether, it's worth it. Number one is keeping your promises and your word at all costs possible. The first way to build integrity and to restore is keeping your promises at what? All costs possible. Proverbs 15:4. The Bible says, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that what? Sweareth to his own heart and changeth not. Psalms 15:4. Did you hear that scripture? He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not. I'm coming to see you meet by 4 p.m. And the rain starts falling. Somebody of integrity will enter the rain and come.
That's the meaning. At his own heart, he changeth not. I'm giving you 5K at the end of the month. Then before the end of the month, I have a lot of problems. I have a lot of things I need to balance. But because I promise you, I will bear the bane to make sure I keep that promise. Do you understand? Somebody that keeps his word at all costs. Even though it may cost him something, he may be the one to suffer for the sake of that person. But I've said it, I will do it. I've given my word, I will do it. All together? I remember Dagoret Mills, Bishop Dagoret Mills. So when he told his wife, he will marry her, he was looking as if it's not possible. Because some people had the problem with the choice of wife he chose. But he told her, you marry her, and he married her. So no matter what it was, you are given your word, you will not change it. Hallelujah. So learn to keep your promises. You promise somebody, let's say I promise giving you money. They say, sorry, when this also happened, a lot of problems came, I cannot do it again. No, that is not the person of integrity. Let the problem that come later be the one to wait. Keep this your word that you have given. Are we together? If you promise a thing to somebody, keep it at all costs. Especially when you say, I promise, or I've given you my word. No, at all costs, keep that promise. That's a person of integrity. Are we together? Number two, speak the truth at all costs. All of us lied, and all of us still lie. No, not all of us. All of us lied before. And so people are still lying. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they see a circumstance that will boy, if I say the truth, what will happen? They will compromise. They will call it white lie. Or yellow lie. Or blue lie. Matthew 5 verse 37. But let your communication be what? Yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than this comet of evil. That means let your yes be yes and your no be no. Remember those days in the class when teacher came, who's making noise? Everybody in the class will know who made the noise. But nobody will point the person. Is that not true? Do you know, you remember all those things? Nobody will point the person, especially if the person is a bully. Everybody will keep quiet. I don't know. And then they will say, do you know the person? Do you know the person? I don't know. But I actually know. Hallelujah. Then there's a crime that happened in a particular place, and you know the person. But because the person is your lover, is somebody you love, somebody you protect, you don't give the person, you don't want to give in the person. There is a man that a film I watched by the producer of something about men like that. About men standing for their nation, standing for integrity. The person gave his life to Christ, but after he gave his life to Christ, discovered the crime he did. The people gave him in to prison. Hallelujah. That is speaking the truth in all costs. Speaking the truth. No matter what it may cost you, to say the truth. Did you lie? Yes, I lied. It can be very, very difficult. Hallelujah. But somebody that has integrity, speak the truth at what? All costs. No matter what it's going to cost you. So that it may cost you very, very deadly things. It may cost relationships. Hallelujah. I know of situations where people say the truth. They were not willing to compromise and they lost their job. 5 years later, in my university, in my school that time, they were looking for a position of, what's the name of this body? There was a government, is it ETF or something like that? Very, very lucrative position of high money. Billions of naira. You are looking for somebody to manage him. Then they remember that guy. Hope you know that a thief is looking for somebody that say the truth to commit his money to him. Do you know that? So you know what I'm saying? A thief is looking for somebody that is truthful. Let's say all of us here, there's somebody like that. All of us, and then they ask the truth. Somebody that always say the truth, always say the truth, always say the truth. And the person that is now, he knows that I'm a liar. The money I'm stealing is not about money. But when he wants to commit that money, he wants to commit to that person that always says the truth. Do you understand? A man, one of the banks that we have, I don't want to mention, one of the top banks, hallelujah, he started his bank with the money of stolen money from politicians. All the politicians are stealing money, but they are looking for somebody they can trust to commit their stolen money to. Yes. That's the point. You know, so somebody that can say the truth. Hallelujah. So say the truth. Learn it to say the truth. If you earn the money, say it. We lie to people being afraid of the consequence. That's what the Bible says. God cannot lie. Because there's nobody he's afraid of. Is that not true? Nobody is afraid of. He cannot. We lie. Did you see this? No, did you see it? By the harshness of the voice of your parent, you lie. Knowing that maybe the consequence, when I say the truth, nothing will happen. Hallelujah. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three way to develop and build integrity is watch and monitor your private thought, private thinking, private thought life. Watch and what? Monitor your private thought. In Philippians 4 verse 8, give us the things we should think about and give us the things we should worry about. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you have ever been in church and what you are thinking, you just put a camera on you and put it on screen. You want to enter the ground. Has that happened to you before? Has that happened to me too? Hallelujah. You don't be thinking off circle, off box. They don't put the camera on you, and they'll put it on screen. Oh boy, what they will see. You don't believe. And don't forget character. Your thought become your actions. Your actions become your habit. Your habit become your character. Hallelujah. Monitor your thoughts. Mother, I discovered that when I think about something, most of them I say it. Most times. Most of them, monitor your thought. Monitor your thought of betrayal. Monitor your thought of hatred. Monitor of your thought of... Because you can be thinking negative towards me, but outwardly you like me. It don't take a matter of time. You will act your thoughts. Do you understand that? Let's say, right away, hey, we are smiling, we are shaking, but in your mind you hate me. If you just take time, you compromise. So monitor your thought life. And I taught us here that the way to stop a thought is where? Is how? Is to think another thought. Is that correct? The way to stop a thought is to what? Start thinking another thought. I told you, your brain can think about a particular thing, one thing at a time. Including females that can multitask. Multitasking, I explain, is like opening different windows at the same time. You can open 10 windows. But your mouse can only be active on one. True? A lot of them can be running on the background. But your mouse, that is your conscious mind, can only be active of one. The rest can be running on your subconscious. So learn to monitor your thought. When you begin to dislike somebody, cancel that thought. Even though you will act it out. When you begin to think of how to swindle somebody, cancel that thought. Even though you will act it out. Altogether, when you're saying thinking of how to hold her waist, cancel that thought. Even though you act it out. Did you hear me? If you begin to think of how to kiss her lips or how to kiss his lips, cancel the thought. You know, you just be sleeping in your bed and just kissing your pillows. Because of lack of opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many people that start masturbating, it came from the thought. And then since they don't have the opportunity, they use the physical things they have available. Is that not true?
Yes.
You must know that the most powerful sex organ is your mind, not your genitals. Did you hear me? If you tell this information, confirm on book. The most powerful sex organ is not your genitals, it's your mind. Your mind. How do you get that? So if you learn to control it, you'll be able to control all your appetite. Number four, is avoid pretense and sentiment. Avoid what? Pretense and sentiment. 1 Chronicles 22 verse 14. What that means is, alright, something happened here, but I am sentimental toward Prof. So if I want to give the judgment between Prof and me now, I'll be backing Prof. Small. Do you understand that? Come on, do you understand? I mean, I'm being sentimental. This person is our person. It's Yoruba person. It's our person. We will stand for the person. See, it's our own. Let him steal the money. It's our own. You're not the person of integrity. When you are sentimental, when it is your child, I see children that when we are in secondary school and valley that they will commit a crime and their father will come and defend them. Why did you flog him? The punishment was too much. So people are suspended. I'll put my hand on my head. I say, my dad. Whether you are wrong or right, When the case came to him, you are wrong. Like your school reports you to him, you are finished. You understand that? He will not say because he's my son. What is the punishment? 5 lashes? Only 5? Give him. He never sentimental. Never. So long as the writing, stand by it. So you need to stand for the truth. Hallelujah. Even if it is your lover, stand for the truth. The person will be angry with you momentarily. But in the long run, the person will appreciate you. That I know you can stand for me. Do you understand?
Hallelujah. So avoid pretense and sentiment. Don't be pretentious. Don't be sentimental. Don't be siding somebody. This one, I'm my paddy. I'm my guy. I'm my guy.
Hallelujah. Now my friend. Now my roommate. Now this person is so and so. But don't be sentimental. Number 5 is focus on pleasing God, not yourself or men. Focus on what? Pleasing God, not self or men. In Acts chapter 4, verse 19, Bible says, look here among you whether we should please God or man. The same as in Exodus chapter 18, verse 2. Exodus 18, verse 2. Be focused on pleasing God, not man. Hallelujah. Focus on pleasing God. When you are doing something, let your focus be on God. Hallelujah. When you are sent to do something, think about that it's that of God, not a man. When you are committed with a responsibility, think about that this responsibility, I am doing it as unto God and not unto man. Because when you are doing it unto God, your attitude toward it will be different. Because your reward will be from God and not from a man who rewarded publicly things that are done secretly. Hallelujah. So focus on pleasing God, not man. Hallelujah. Don't do things for the sake of men. Am I saying you should be inconsiderate whether they are happy or not? No, consider the happiness of men. It's very, very important. Is that not true? Most of the time, the people that implement the promotion are men. So be happy about it. Hallelujah. And Bishop Dakar means, like a way. If you go to his church, there's a particular pattern of singing. He said that so long as you're in this church, be ready for this music. One style! Hallelujah! That's the style of the music. He said that you'll be a foolish musician in this church before you to come and say you sing another style. I'm not happy about you. You will not come on stage. Now, he said it publicly. You should be careful about that. Now, if you know Christ's Embassy, how many of you know Christ's Embassy? It's a rule. Nobody sing a tribal song on stage. Are you aware? Have you ever had any Yoruba song on stage or Igbo song or Hausa song on their stage? Never. Now you will now come and say, no, you don't understand. Worshipping God in Yoruba is very thick. Why you pastor Chris like that? You see? Something is wrong with your head. If you want to see Yoruba song, go somewhere as well as permitted and see. But on their stage, it's not permitted. So you should be also, because he will not be happy with you one and you will not come back again and then that is it. So once you are there, you must be ready for English and English alone. Are we together?
Yes.
And not certain churches that you cannot go on stage with a particular kind of a shoe. Cannot go on stage if you are not on suit. You are very native, you are not going on stage. That is it. Now, you are not saying, no, God is not a God that look at the cloud. You have to focus on pleasing that man. Don't do it. When I say focus on pleasing God, you have to know the balance I'm coming from. All together. What you are doing, you let your ultimatum be God, not man. But you should also respect men when it comes to has to do with men. Let's say, don't do a sin or do something because you want to please a man. Are we together?
Yes. And then finally, number 10 is the fear of God. The fear of God will help you maintain integrity. In Genesis 39 from verse 9 to 10 is the story of Joseph, where you have free sex with the wife of Potiphar, nobody will know. And then you have continuous sex. That's not true. Because you cover him up. But he said, how can I do this wicked thing? For I fear the Lord. Remember the story of David when he wanted to kill Saul. The person with him said, I will just strike him once. And he's dead. Once. But David said, no. Don't touch the Lord's anointed. Even though Saul was guilty of murder, guilty of pursuing, he has killed priests of God. Hallelujah. Don't touch the Lord's anointed. So focus, the fear of God is important for maintaining integrity. When you have the opportunity to steal money and nobody will know,
What will make you not to steal money is the fear of God. Are we together?
I believe God will help us to maintain our integrity in the name of Jesus Christ.
And when you think of the consequence of integrity, Job chapter 2 verse 9. Job 2 and 9 gives us the consequence of integrity. When you curse God, you will what? Die. Do you still retain your integrity? Job 2 verse 9. Curse God and die. That means if you lose your integrity, you will die. Is that not true? You will die. There are three types of death. Number one is spiritual death. Number two is what? Physical death. And number three is eternal death. Spiritual death is separation from God. That was what happened to Adam when he fell. All together? Alright. Now, can we ask God for grace in areas we have compromised our integrity? I say, Father Lord, help us with mercy. Receive help from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to build my integrity.
Help me to build my integrity. Help me, oh God.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you say, Father Lord, grant me grace. Areas I've compromised. Areas I've lost integrity. Areas I've compromised and lost integrity. Help me. Help me to build it. People that have betrayed, I ask for grace. I ask for a second chance. I want to be a man of character. I want to be a man of solid integrity. I want to be a man that is predictable in the public, in the private. That when people look at me in the private, I'm the same as I am in the open. People now have a wrong perspective about me in the open and a different perspective about me in the private. I receive the grace. Can you lift up your hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people. I pray for everyone making a decision that only you strengthen them. Help us to be sons and daughters of solid integrity and solid character. People that can vouch and vow for us. I will not break our ranks.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive the grace to maintain integrity. And I pray for you. Anywhere you have compromised, grace to get back on order. And everyone that is not of integrity in your life, I cause a separation from them. In the name of Jesus. May you be surrounded with people of solid character and integrity in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to cast our offering. We ask the Lord you receive it and bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now this is our last day on character. Praise God. I want to pray for us. Hallelujah. I want to pray for us strongly on, I know we may not talk about character again till 2021. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all everyone. Just
go on what you're doing. I pray for the church.
I pray for everyone related and associated with us, struggling with one character or the other, one challenge or the other, that let your spirit be available for their help. Amen. Lord, you told me that are angels that are assigned to minister, angels are assigned to help us. You said that they will bear us when we fall down. Many people are falling in one area or the other, having pains in one area or the other. We pray for strength in that direction.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter.